It's the first and the last of your days flying past.
The Jukebox of Americana now airing Fridays from 11 until 1 p.m.
What a beautiful world.
Troy Tyree in the seat here until 1 p.m. Such a pleasure to be a part of community radio here and get the honor of hanging in the 11 to 1 p.m. block. And as many people know, I've been in this slot for a little while, and I used to have a guest at least once a month, if not twice a month. And, well, COVID came along. We rebuilt our studios, and today we're having our very first live guest, and Gracie Day is that that guest. Gracie, how are you?
Hello, hello. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yes. Well, it's a special day for you.
Yes.
And why don't you set that up for us, if you wish?
Well, it's my album release day. I have a brand new album out today called Read the Room, and it's been a long time coming, so I'm really excited to have it out in the world today.
All right. Before we start that, though, I want to sort of identify you with the folks who may have been, or at least those that have listened to my programming over since you put this out back in 2018. It's been out for a little while, and I've gotten to really know it and love it, and I'm going to guess other folks as well, and that's your composition, Tennessee.
Yes, from the Nashville sessions. The song means a lot to me. It got me a few cool little opportunities, and it's all about wanting to move away and start over, which is a feeling I'm sure a lot of us have had in life. So I'm glad you like it.
Road so well, I could drive with closed eyes. I wanna go where no one knows the girl I used to be. It's time to leave her behind. I've outgrown this town. If you want me, just
Gracie Day with us here on the Jukebox of Americana, actually taken from her recording titled Tennessee. This is something you put out back in 2018, and you went to Nashville to do this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wrote this song when I was on a little tour that I booked myself. I played, in D.C., Asheville, North Carolina, Knoxville, Tennessee. I think there was another one, Johnson City, Tennessee, and made my way to Nashville. I spent a few days there, and it was great. And as I was leaving Nashville, I was going to go play a show in Kentucky. And on my way there, the chorus of Tennessee just flew into my head almost all in one piece. Mm. And so I was like, oh, I gotta, write the verses and finish this song. And the verses went through a few different phases, but then of course I thought I had to record Tennessee in Tennessee, so I went back down to Nashville and recorded it. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a beauty. Just love it.
Thank you.
And you've got this brand new album out that I've sampled most of, and we're going to visit with a fair part of it here today as you're with us here on the Jukebox of Americana, Gracie Day. Let's just go ahead. I want to talk about the first song, I Don't Come, after we play it.
Okay, sure. Know.
I'll wait for my next mistake. Our Irish exit in the suicide lane. I never know when I've had enough. I take a little till I take.
That's just such a powerful song in so many different ways, at least to me anyway. And that, particularly that last line, it's just, wow.
Thank you. I really love the lyrics of this song, like a gut punch.
Yeah.
For me personally.
Well, you know, it's usually I don't even listen to the music of the person that's going to be in, but this one I did. I actually sampled it last night.
Well, and, I'm honored.
Yes. Those two opening lines just sort of really smacked me in the head. Just I'm late for my next mistake, and it's just like. You know, as optimistic as I always try to be, well, it's just like, you know, it's just right around the corner.
Yeah, right? A little sinister.
There's just hanging out there, just waiting for it to happen. And then I couldn't really make out the second line on it. Our Irish exit in the suicide lane. And now that I read it and you tell me what Irish exit is, which I had no idea.
When you you leave a party without saying goodbye.
Yeah, well, I'm notorious for that. Now, how does the suicide lane fit in there? Just, I gotta ask that one.
Well, I just thought it was like a funny phrase. This was another one of the songs that just like spilled out of me. And that's normally like a sign that I'll like it later because it's like I'm just channeling something, some emotion, and it's coming out. Mm-hmm. So I guess I just thought of it like, you know, a kind of reckless, like leaving somewhere silently, but recklessly. You know, you shouldn't be in a suicide lane for a very long time. Yeah. You know, it's only when you're kind of making a turn.
Right. Gracie Day with us here from, and an opening track from her new release, Read the Room, Don't Come. Great guitar work on there. Great production. You want to set it up a little bit for us?
Yeah, that's Roger LaValle. He is a Worcester guy. He's amazing. I love his guitar work. And in this song, originally I wrote that bridge without words. And then I thought, I'll add words. So we added words and it didn't feel right. So I took away the words and we did a solo. And he did a solo and then it also didn't feel right, so he and I did one session mostly just on the solo that ended up happening, where I was like, I need it to be weird and strange and unsettling, and we were kind of like picking the notes together for a while, and I love the way it came out.
Yeah, just excellent. Who is in the band on the album throughout?
Each song is different. Oh, okay. Don't Come, it's Duncan Arsenal, who was in Curtain Society with Roger, which if listeners don't know, you have to go listen to the Curtain Society because it'll tell you everything about, you know, Roger's talent and everyone in the band's talent. I mean, it's just such a, it's such a vision that, you know, is made a reality, I guess.
Sure.
My boyfriend Joel plays bass and he's on all the songs, and he and I work together a lot on the songs and definitely co-wrote some of them, and he did a lot of arranging with me. So he's he's the band member.
Sure. Okay.
And then everyone else is moving parts, but yes.
Well, this opening track is just amazing, and we're going to discover throughout that it does work. And just hats off to Duncan Arsenault. Let folks know that they can catch him every Wednesday night.
Oh, yes, at Vincent's. He's amazing. He can just play with anybody, which is a skill I admire because I've never been much of an impromptu jam person.
Right.
But he is. Throw any musician at him and he'll play with them.
He's a master for sure.
He's great.
So the second track on here, again, we can talk about it afterwards, but we will let folks know you are from Southbridge, Massachusetts.
Yes, I live there.
You live there. And the title of this song is Starlight. So folks can listen in as it plays through and then you can tell us about it.
All right.
Around here anymore. Let
Gracie Day, Starlight, from her brand new release. She's in studio with us here. Read the Room is the title of the album. And Starlight is actually in Southbridge.
Yes. Yeah. It's a little music venue in Southbridge. So when the pandemic hit, lots of little music venues shut down, which was really sad. And of course, a lot of small businesses. And there wasn't even really a need for them to be open at the time, of course, because no one was going out, wasn't allowed to have live music. So Joel and I would, you know, sit at home a lot and drink some wine, play some music. And he wrote the chord riff, and I had a different words originally. And then he spat out some words about Starlight, and I sort of built it from there. And it just became like a little fun party trick. Like, we would have campfires because that was the only safe space for people to really get together.
Right.
So then we'd play the song for our friends, and then friends that knew the place really loved it because they got all the references.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of grew from there, and figured I'd record it as kind of like an ode to all the musicians that I met there and all the live music lovers that I met there.
Sure. Well, definitely reflective of the room. And Read the Room, the title of, did it have any effect on you coming up with the title of the record?
Yes. I don't know. That kind of, just the phrase, once it flew into my head, I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Uh-huh.
You know, for a lot of these songs, there's a lot of, there's like angsty things that maybe one should not say. But in the context of music, it works. I like that phrase a lot. When I play a lot of music live, and you have to read the room to kind of to feel the energy levels and decide what song you're going to play next sometimes.
Sure.
And ride that wave of something that's kind of invisible.
So the next track on this release, it's titled You Get Me.
Yes. The song, this is an older, newer song, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
But it's just kind of, it's a silly and fun and happy song about falling in love.
Gracie Day with us in the Jukebox of Americana. If we get the right track going here. And
there you are with your words, giving me more than I deserve. Here I am in your eyes, feeling those butterflies. It may be early, me better, or treats me so well. You get me like, you get me so high, you get me up till kinds of shine. You get me like, ooh, you get me so well, up till kinds of shine. You get me like, ooh, you get me so well, I'm more so.
New music from Gracie Day here on the Jukebox of Americana. Troy here, your host of the Jukebox from 11 until 1 p.m. And Gracie has graciously agreed to, in essence, be my guinea pig. Thank you so much. We actually have her up on our new stage here in the Air Studio. So, Gracie, we're reviewing or going through your new album, Read the Room. I'm so excited. Today is the day that it drops, and we've been sampling tracks from Bandcamp, which is very friendly to artists, as you mentioned. You want to tell us a little bit just about putting that together, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. If anyone's interested in a digital download, search in Bandcamp for Gracie Day or head to my website, graciedaymusic.com. And at Bandcamp, you can donate money if you'd like for the album. I know things have changed and people don't need to pay for music, but any little donation is appreciated. But even just listening is greatly appreciated.
All right. Well, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song off the album called Free As Me.
What's your whole problem anyway? You know we all die someday. You'll take that fact and call it cliche, just to wrap it up in cellophane. Too scared of the world to look inside, you let others pull the levers of your mind. But I don't need to help you up, especially when it's me you think is stuck. I'm not the one with blurred vision, stripped down to your purest part. Come out of your iron heart, a free soul from the world's stronghold. But still you'll never be as free as me. Your personality is just a mix of pretty things you made from copying. You're too far gone behind those paper walls full of excuses and fear. But I don't need to help you up, especially when it's me you think is stuck. I'm not the one with blurred vision, stripped down to your purest part. Come out of your iron heart, a free soul from the world's stronghold. But still you'll never be as free as me. You criticize unaware that what you find, it only reflects your ego and closes your mind. A strip down to your purest part. Come out of your iron heart, a free soul from the world's stronghold. You'll never be, but you'll never be. You'll never be. You'll never be as free as me.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. On the album, my friend Ben Koval plays the drums. Lee Sylvester plays guitar. Joel's on bass. And Danny Bernini did some shakers. And that song has the least amount of editing on it besides the closer. So I love that. I love the way it came out. It just feels really real.
Gracie Day in studio here of WCUW, actually debuting on our brand new stage.
Yes.
So excited.
The Tiny Disc.
The Tiny Disc stage. And Gracie Day in-house. Her brand new album, Read the Room, is dropping today. And you can go Bandcamp, and I'm not sure where else but to find it. But nonetheless, just excited that you would choose today to come in and be with us. Thank you, Gracie.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. This is great to celebrate release day here with you. And the album is streamable everywhere. But yes, of course, on Bandcamp, you can download it and contribute if you want. But Bandcamp is great, too, because you can read the lyrics and see the credits because each song has different musicians on it. Yeah, so I want to play a song for you. It's a little waltz, a little love song or begging someone for some love. Here we go.
I'll make the bed, pretend we never slept here. I'll call you by name, babe, as soon as the sun appears. I'll shake your hand after I don't bring you coffee in bed. I'll seal my lips, no goodbye kiss, whatever you wish, as long as I get one night with you. One night with you. I'll shut the door, I won't watch you drive away. I'll drink orange juice, read the news. I won't wait by the phone all day. I'll just sing my songs about everyone except you. I'll keep it a secret, and we can return to how we were after one night with one night with you. And if I fall, I won't bother you at all. I won't ask you to leave her. And if you say no, I'll just pour out my soul to someone less worthy. Just give me one night with you. One night with you.
Simply gorgeous. The closing track on your new release, no?
Yes, yes.
So, Gracie, I suppose you could just sit there if you want. You want to introduce the next song? From the CD that we'll feature? Yeah. We'll bring you back here if I can.
The next one is Midnight.
All right.
A little dark song.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy Day. That is a rocker.
Yes, that one.
We'll push this a little closer to you.
Yeah,
there,
sure.
You
yeah. Yeah, Joel is playing bass and electric guitar, and Ben's on the drums, and I'm singing. So it's really just the three of us. That's my favorite of ours as a trio that we came up with. It just it definitely has some darkness to it.
Sure. Read the Room, the new album from Gracie Day, with us here in studio. We've been sampling through it. We're not going to make it in its entirety, but I'm just so grateful that we're able to share what we have of it here with you. Of course, it's available for everybody right now worldwide on Bandcamp. Where else is it?
Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube.
Yeah.
Pretty much all the streaming. Yeah.
I think we got time to maybe do two more tracks from this release. What would you like to share?
I mean, might as well keep going in order. Let's play Always Tomorrow. There we go.
Be as sure and sweet as a song. Naive, foolish me. Who believes in the happy ending? When you take the last train, a kiss and a small way. I hate watching you go. I walk home on my own, dear babe. We meet for old time's sake. Have drinks and stay out late. You ask me to stay. There's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. There's always.
Oh, just a gorgeous piece of work there. Lyrically, it's magic. And and as I referenced, you slap them in the end.
I love that. When you said that, I was like, oh, I'm so glad he listened and caught that little slap in the last verse.
It's all in the last verse, actually.
Right. No, I do. I really love that song and appreciate all the hard work. Ian Rhines drummed on it. Roger Lavallee played on it again and engineered. And Joel played bass and...
Read the Room from Gracie Day. She's with us live in the studios here of WCUW. You can go back and listen to the show for two full weeks, actually, on our archive. And we got a little clip of Gracie on our brand new playing on the mini disc stage. And that's up on my Facebook. Yeah. You'll be able to visit that from now until forever. So excited, Gracie, for you to come in and be part of this experiment with me. And beyond WCUW. So
so happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Troy.
Sure. Got time for one more. What do you want to share?
Let's end on Simple Changes. It's sort of a throwback kind of rock song feel. And this is wrote with Joel and kind of working through some stuff that we had going on at the time and happy how it came out. So... Check out the whole album online, anywhere you can find it. This is Simple Changes.
We have Gracie Day in-house, and she's actually back on the mini disc stage. And we're going to close out as we opened up the show with her composition, Tennessee, and get a little bit of a live taste of it. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! At the top of the hour. Here's Gracie Day, live in the studios of WCUW.
Take a left onto Main Street. I know these roads so well. I could drive with closed eyes. I wanna go where no one knows the girl I used to be. It's time to leave her behind. I've outgrown this town. If you want me, just head south and meet me in Tennessee, where the roads roll out and I feel free. And the southern boys, they talk so sweet. The girls they love are full of dreams. Meet me where that Dixie wind moves so wild, it warms my skin. Once I leave, I won't be back again. Maybe in Tennessee. Sunlight dances on the dashboard. I think of everyone who didn't get a goodbye. If you see them, no hard feelings, give them my regards. This move just feels so right. I've outgrown this town. If you want me, just head south and meet me in Tennessee, where the roads roll out and I feel free. And the southern boys, they talk so sweet. The girls they love are full of dreams. Meet me where that Dixie wind moves so wild, it warms my skin. Once I leave, I'll be back again. Meet me in Tennessee.
At 91.3 FM, this is listener-supported community radio, WCUW Worcester. We're online at WCUW.org.
It's the first and the last of your days flying past.
The Jukebox of Americana now airing Fridays from 11 until 1 p.m.
What a beautiful.